24/7/17. Good morning. Would you identify yourself, sir, and name your authority?
Lieutenant Art Weisgerber, Norwalk Police Department.
Thank you. And the summary of your case, sir?
The appellant was convicted in 2014 for disorderly conduct with a family violence flag. Initially, when we reviewed this application, he had a NICS prohibitor for the family violence. When I re-ran it with the questionnaire preparing for the hearing, the NICS prohibitor was removed. It wasn't there anymore, but the conviction removed. So I checked with Sergeant Maurice. She found out that Connecticut Judicial had erroneously put it into NICS as a prohibitor because the definition between family violence, state and federal were different. So the NICS hit is no longer there. We're still denying under Public Act 2543, 2928B2B III for family violence conviction, misdemeanor conviction.
Would you like to summarize your case very quickly, sir?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to summarize your case very quickly? This is not your case in full, but would you like to give us a brief summary of your case?
Well, my name is Jude Ladder, sir, that I must say good to God that I would like to have my permit because I have a security job and I would like to have a go up.
It's hard to hear you.
Go
loud.
Up, like move it forwards with a better life. With a job, because right now I'm doing a security job, and I only get like $18 an hour. If I don't get the permit, then I'll probably work for the armed guards, move on all along my life.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Your case in chief, Lieutenant?
So basically the 2014 conviction, I think, was at a Middletown Police Department, and it was a arrest for disorderly conduct with a female that was living with the appellant at the time. They had some type of disturbance. He wanted her out of his apartment where she was living, grabbed her by the neck. Officers responded, investigated the complaint. In the reports, they document observing red marks on her neck. Arrest was made. The appellant received 90 days jail, 90 days suspended, 1 year probation. And the conviction is flagged as a domestic violence, family violence charge. So under the Public Act 2543, effective October 1st, 2025, the conviction meets the criteria for a statutory disqualification.
Can I say something?
In a minute. Would you like to cross-examine the lieutenant?
Yes.
Ask him questions?
No, I don't have to ask him questions, but I would like to see what he said.
We'll get to you in a minute.
Sure, no problem.
Questions from the board.
Was there also an assault three related to that?
I don't know, because when we get the conviction, I get what the final disposition was, so I wouldn't see if there was that charge initially. I may have to check the report, because I don't know if they listed their initial. Yes, there was. Initially, there was an assault third charge, but that's not part of the conviction.
Did he disclose these things under his application?
I believe not. I'll take a quick look. No, there was a, disclosed was a DUI Milford, Connecticut, and a 2005 assault in Stamford, which are not involved in criminal history.
Other questions from the lieutenant?
Did he disclose any convictions?
To the conviction question, I believe he checked off no in the box.
And that's not true?
Correct.
Anything else from the board?
So LT, it's, you're pretty much, this is an automatic disqualifier by the New Public Act?
My understanding is yes.
Would you like to explain that to the appellant?
Well, I don't know if it is.
So the question is, some convictions automatically disqualify you from having a permit. And we're trying to determine now whether your convictions apply.
B2 lists 8 years certain misdemeanors.
Yep.
B3, or BIII.
What was the original, what was the conviction for?
There's a list of charges.
Disorderly conduct.
Which is?
53A182, which under.
Yeah, it's there, yeah, we're just.
We're on 46B.
338H.
38H, yeah, just cross-reference and make sure.
Yep.
So is that an automatic disqualifier?
Appears to be.
So it appears that the offenses you were convicted of automatically disqualify you from having a permit.
Actually, when he said that I was, I remember that at that time, it was a woman that, it wasn't her apartment, that was my apartment.
Okay, you have to understand, what happened is not in question. The fact that the conviction is there is the only issue.
It wasn't no conviction, sir, I was never served no time.
That doesn't matter, but it's still on your record as a conviction.
How would be a conviction when I'm a city guard? I mean, that would be, I mean, I know that between a city guard and wearing a, carrying a firearm, that's even bigger, but I'm a city guard, that's when I have no felonies. I mean, I could understand that. I mean, you guys are balancing the.
Well, there's different statutes.
Okay, different statutes, but what I'm saying. What I'm saying though, what I'm saying, what he's saying, that it was a misdemeanor.
If it's a conviction and it falls under the statute, you would be disqualified. If it's a conviction and doesn't fall under the statute, still could be disqualified based on the nature, but it wouldn't be automatic. And apparently, it's an automatic.
I'm gonna fight for it, I'm not gonna lose, I'm not gonna miss, I'm gonna.
Well, what you would want to do is go to the Board of Pardons.
And have it erased.
See if you can get it pardoned and then reapply. That would be the best way to go forward. Would you like to withdraw your appeal today?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.